the Death Maiden, Illuminatrix. I am the Death Maiden. I am the Illuminatrix. I am the threshold between the worlds of form and formlessness. I am she who holds you as you slip between the veils of the worlds, the visible and the invisible. I am the beginning and the ending, life, death, and rebirth. I am the promise of immortality and resurrection. And I stand at the gateway, holding the lamp of illumination that comes from the distillation of your soul's essence. I am the silence and the still power. And I am she who signals that there is a great transition underway. I bring you to the still point and whisper in your ear that it's time to take a journey into the underworld, to shed your skin and reveal the greater truth of who is here now. I am the Ouroboros eating her tail. I am the place of rest and regeneration. I am the resurrection awaits you in the darkness. I'm the great fertile void to which everything is composted. And I am here to take the old garments that keep you and have kept you clothed in a form that's no longer alive, and anoint you with a garment of illumination, a robe of light. I am the wick of the candle that is lit, and I hold the door open so you may let go. Release. Step over the threshold. Receiving this card in your reading is an initiation with the Illuminatrix. As the face of the Magdalene, who is the Death Maiden, you're being initiated to let go. There's something that's ready to be complete, but maybe you've been avoiding it. It's like an old skin stopping you from being able to grow. And perhaps this is in a relationship or a job or even a part of yourself. Whatever it is, and you know what it is, it's time to acknowledge that it no longer lights you up and keeps you feeling vibrant. It's time for you to see this clearly now with conscious awareness. You may be feeling a fear of letting go or a fear of release, of the death, of an ending. And you may resist the change you know is coming or is required for you to move more fully into your radiance. And so if you've been holding on tightly, hoping that if you just close your eyes and ignore it, it'll go away, know that this won't happen, beloved. It will slip through your fingers just like sand. You can't hold on to it anymore. The harder you try, the more choked off from its lifeblood it becomes, and the less alive you feel. I am here to signal you that there may be grief you need to feel around this release, and if so, recognize the beauty of this grief as it moves through you. Do not hold back or be fearful of your precious tears. Grieving is living, and living is grieving. And everything ends, and everything begins again, and everything ends, and everything begins again. Consider this, my love. What are you holding on to so tightly that you're afraid to release? I am the initiation gateway of the Illuminatrix. I'm a mystery unto myself, for I hold the light within the darkness. I am the radiance that lives within you, that as you shed the too tight skin that you've been living in, the old skin that needs to be sloughed off, that more radiance and more light and more life will be revealed. I am the one who mostly is avoided. This initiation of the letting go. For I challenge all the ways in which you may be holding on to something that you know is done. An aspect of self, an old belief, a friendship, a relationship, a job, a home, you name it. Everything has its season, and I am the season of the release. I am the season when the rose has released her petals, and I am the nakedness of that rose hip that's revealed. In this darkness of all the essence that's been returned back inside, I am the moment where you distill everything that you have been learning and everything that you have been moving through in your life to a moment of completion. And far from being feared, I am actually a celebration of where you've come to. I am the death in life and the life in death. I am the Magdalene message of the rebirth within life, that we come into this life to be reborn consciously over and over again. And that as we do so, we move along our path of soul's maturity. We find ourselves coming back again to the moment of conception and birth, just the other side of the portal of death. But we cannot continue to grow unless we embrace all the phases. And this is the phase of the let go, of the outbreath, of the fallow moment, of the darkness, of the embrace of the nothingness. And we fear this place because we've been told that this means ego death, and to some degree it probably does. It means that we're being called to see through the illusion, to illuminate with the light of our consciousness what we now know, the wisdom that's here, the lived experience that's here, that's telling us it's time, it's time, it's time. And we most often ignore this because we want to cling on to the familiar. We want to cling on to the identities, to the roles, to the places, right, that no longer truly work for us, but that we are attached to. In the ancient Magdalene pathway, this death maiden, this illuminatrix, is the mirror for. She is the one who comes to assist us in both transiting this physical body into the afterlife, but truly to help us transit through the rites of passage of being in this life, and understanding that we never remain the same, that we're always constantly changing and moving through this life cycle of going from a seed to bloom to seed yet again, and that the Death Maiden is here to greet you, to honor the journey you've been on, and to support you in clearing and releasing and exfoliating the old to make way for something new. She is the regenerative place. But in order for there to be a regeneration, there has to be a retreat. There has to be a pulling inside, and that's what she is signaling to you. And the initiation here is to look at how you feel around completions in general in your life. Do you allow there to be space for something to complete, and then for you to let go and actually experience what happens on the outbreath? We are culturated, we are taught to keep going. And this cycle, this part of the life cycle of the rose, the way of the rose, the Magdalene rose, signals to us, just like the moment of menstruation signals to us in our blood mysteries, right? That we need to release the womb lining and the unfertilized egg to the earth, and we begin a new cycle. We are literally encoded with this mystery at every level of our bodies and our psyches. We are encoded as alchemists to literally understand in every way possible in our mental being, but also in our intrinsic intuitive being and our instinctual being, that everything cycles through these different phases. And as the Illuminatrix, I am here to signal to you to really look and see where you're being called into a conscious completion. And by conscious completion, I really mean the opportunity for you to make the choice to release whatever it is that you're aware of that is done. And in that, there is this liberation that happens that reveals the essence of something that is left when we let go of the outmoded, the completed. And we have this moment of revelation where we are illuminated from within. And it may come through the visage of grief, because that is part of love. Love and grief and love are inextricably woven together. But there is something that you're being called now to be done with. And I really encourage you to seek the deeper counsel within yourself of what that is.